Okay, next, please.
462, a request of Floyd Jones to address council regarding Water Bureau budget.
Good morning.
Yes, so it is truly difficult to fathom that City Council would be considering this afternoon demolishing two of the city's most significant historical resources, two of the city's most significant water system resources at a price tag of $80 million. As you know, EPA does not require disconnecting or eliminating open reservoirs from the water system. They don't require demolishing historic structures. And as the Historic Landmark Commission member wrote to you, at the March 30th Historic Landmark Commission meeting, the Water Bureau admitted that they don't need the storage at Washington Park. As you should know, water demand has declined since 1988. And that the basically stable historic landslide area will become destabilized by digging. And this was shared with me by a geologist at PSU, who is now a consultant with the Water Bureau in 2012. He said, as long as they don't do any digging up there, everything's going to be fine. The Water Bureau further admitted that a new underground storage tank would likely not survive a major earthquake. So we're going to spend $80 million for no public health benefit, degrade our system, create new and unique public health risks. I wrote to you in April outlining options for avoiding cutting and plugging up at Tabor and demolishing the Washington Park reservoirs. And that was subsequent to doing a public records request at the Oregon Health Authority. I've had the pleasure of working with water managers in Rochester, New York, where they have two older historic open reservoirs set in city parks. They have no intention now or any time in the future of eliminating those from their water system. They're 25 years older than ours. And the difference between why they got a deferral and we didn't is that they collaborated with the health department. They didn't use a surrogate to send a message that we really want to bury the reservoirs, which our Water Bureau did. They worked with them in collaboration. Their mayor got involved. They work with the health authority. Their governor and their senator are both working on revising this poorly crafted rule. This afternoon, the Water Bureau is counting on your failure. They're counting on your failure to not have fully considered, have fully read all of the documentation and the comments submitted by the many who oppose these projects. In their rebuttal, they selectively ignore arguments. Radon, you're not going to read about that. FERC overestimating dam break inundation. They, in small and large ways, misrepresent the information that was presented in opposition. Even when it comes to their own documents, this is a final infrastructure master plan report. They suggest it's draft. It says draft. It's a final. I did a public records request asking if there was a final. This is it. So even on small points, they misrepresent. They don't discuss nitrification at all. They suggest that, oh, we only submitted information on an LA problem. They're already spending money on that.
Ms. Jones, so, need you to wrap up because you
yes.
used your time.
So, you know, you really need to create an opportunity where all community stakeholders are seated at the table, as was outlined in a council resolution that said you should follow your own adopted public involvement principles.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay. Next person.